listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch, with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
As you always are at this time, you're officially on the couch with me, your friendly psychologist, Dr. Michelle. As you are every Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, out here on the west coast of Cali. Got a great show for you today because this is one of those what I call free-for-all Fridays. We're going to be answering a lot of my listeners' questions. Yeah, folks who've written in. And or commented to some of the shows I've had or some of the guests I've had. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun reading some of the stuff you've written me and the relationship questions. Oh, my goodness, we have a lot of relationship questions today. And let me tell you how you can write me if you'd like to. You can find me, first of all, on my website, drmichelletherapy.com, where you'll learn about me and my philosophy and some of the things that I teach. That I try to help people with, and it's Dr. Michelle, D-R, MichelleTherapy.com, DrMichelleTherapy.com. And then if you want to write me, you can, of course, find the link to my email address that's right here and linked up to the station, which is DocMichelle, D-O-C, Michelle at AOL.com. And that way you can ask me any questions. I do have a lot of listeners who, you know, write me, what am I going to do? What I suggest is that you give me permission, what I do is I go online, I get permission, to ask these questions on the air. I don't do internet psychotherapy. And by the way, you and I do not have a therapeutic relationship out there. This is just basically for some advice and suggestions, you know, some ideas, things to think about, stuff like that. So let me make that perfectly clear right off the bat. But anyway, so if you want to write me, you have a comment or question or anything about the show or a problem you may have with someone or something going on within you, I'd love to hear from you, because that way we can, connect and I can, know what you're thinking and feeling and hopefully I can help you. Now, if you want to call in the show live, you can do so. The number here is 323. That's the area code. It's a Los Angeles area code. 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. So I have lots of little quickie questions, and then I have some kind of deep, lengthy questions from listeners. Wow, some of these emails are like, woo! They took a lot of time to write, and I really appreciate that. I really appreciate that. But we're going to get started right now with some of the quickies that I can help you out with. Short and sweet. Even if you have a short and sweet question, I'll go ahead and try to help you out if I can, or give you suggestions. So let's rock it. This is from L. That's all she said was L. Dear Doc, is it possible for me to forget my first love? I'm having a problem because although I'm in a committed relationship, many times I flash back to my first love. When I was 19, and I don't know what to do about it. It's been 10 years now. Okay, well, you know what? I don't know why you're flashing back at your first love. Maybe there are certain things in your relationship that aren't happening in your committed relationship right now, 10 years later, Ms. L, as you call yourself. I don't know what's going on really with that, but You know, I mean, you can forget. I don't know why you'd want to forget if you're having intrusive thoughts about your first love. You got to think about what's going on in your current relationship that's making you want to divert your attention to the way it used to be with someone else. You see, that may be a really good red flag for you to check out the current conditions of your relationship now. Maybe you're yearning for some things that you didn't have, that you don't have in your current relationship. On the other hand, what we tend to do many times with our first love is we really make it like, because it is our first love, it's our first feeling and our first experience and, you know, our first really confirmation of joy we can feel in our hearts from another human being, romantically. And what we do is, we tend to romanticize it. Many times we tend to make it better than it really, really was. Because many times if we go back into that real time, you know, saw that movie Somewhere in Time the other day on TV. Really cool. Goes back in time. Rediscovers that they did have a fabulous relationship. So, you know, sometimes, like I said, we do have a tendency to romanticize old relationships because they were our first. They are imprinted in our brain. They, you know, set the standards for all other relationships. If they were pretty good ones. You know, so anyway, I don't know why you want to completely forget your first love. I guess these are intrusive thoughts you're having. And why forget them? Why not chalk it up into your little memory bank of this was really wonderful and it felt great? And if you're still single and you're yearning for this person and you kind of go back there and analyze, gee, that was a great relationship. If you're still single and you're still looking, sounds like you're with a committed person, but I don't think you're married or anything. That's not what I get. Possibly try to find that person. Go online. See what they're doing. See what they're up to. If you really have this fantasizing and this yearning to see this person, check it out. You know, they very well may be single or thinking about you. I don't know how the relationship broke up originally. But you said you were 19, so you guys were pretty young. And probably as most relationships do when you're 19, you go through other relationships, or you want to meet other people, or you go off to college, or whatever that's about. I don't know. But might want to check it out. You know? Question yourself why you're yearning to go back to this first person. And check the reality of how it really was in your mind. Go, well, we did have some problems. Well, it wasn't that great. And again, why are you seeking memories of this old thing? What's going on in your current relationship that's making you go back? And if there's some pretty bad things going on in your current relationship, then don't be in it. Get out of it. All right? All right. Hope I can help you, L, Miss L. This is Dr. Michelle with you, and we're doing Free for All Friday. That means I answer a lot of emails and trying to help you out with some questions you may have. And this is not therapeutic advice. I am not your psychologist giving you therapy. I'm just giving you advice here. And if you want to call in, 323-203-0815, that's the Los Angeles area code number you can call in on right here in beautiful Southern California on LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to talk station ever, for sure. Okay, let's move on. Dear Doc, how do you gain the courage to tell a girl you love her? This is Brian. Oh, I love that. How do you tell? I don't know how old you are, Brian. I don't know. But you know what? You just say it. You just say it. You know what a great thing to do? I guess you're nervous about it, getting the courage to tell a girl you love her. I don't know how old you are, but you know, with every age of a person, whether you're 16 or 45, being honest is really nice. I don't know if you are seeing this person on an ongoing basis. I would assume you were. Unless you're admiring this person from afar and they don't know you exist, then if you go up and tell her you love her, that's really creepy and weird. So I would get to know this person first. But let's just assume you are with this person and you have fallen in love with her. And if you're feeling that she really enjoys your company and enjoys being with you and you are taking time to spend together and taking it easy and enjoying each other, learning about each other and all that stuff. If you're really scared, the best way to do it, now I know this sounds really weird, is to practice in front of the mirror. If you're really awkward about yourself and the way you look, and you don't have to do something weird and get all dramatic and go on bended knee and all that weird stuff. I mean, just you can say it in certain ways, or you can write a script that'll make you feel more comfortable. Something like, I love the way you are attentive to me. I love your sense of humor. I love the way that you look all the time. I love the way you take care of yourself. You are so witty. Things like that. And you can even say, wow, I may be falling in love with you. Make it light. Make it light. Don't do a heavy, weird thing. And if she's not going for it or she feels uncomfortable with it, you'll see she'll pull back her body language or she'll... Wow. Just put it out there. Really depends on how long you've been kind of seeing her. If you've just met her and just started dating, take it easy and don't freak her out and don't say it. Don't even say it. You can also say, I love you with a card, you know, expressing how you feel, a nice little note or something. Don't text her and don't email her. Don't do that. That's weird. Do it in person. Give her flowers. Women love flowers, you know? But you might practice this. Just light. Keep it light. You know, there's no burden on her. There's no, I love you. Just keep it light. And just say things like what you love about her. Personality, sense of humor, the way she takes care of herself, the way she responds to you, things like that. Maybe that'll loosen it up a little bit. Maybe you don't have to tell her you love her quite yet. Just, I love certain things about you. How's that? Break the ice. See how she responds. Okay? Alrighty. We're going to continue on. Next email. Doc, what makes men, the best lovers? Oh, boy. Okay. Alrighty. I have absolutely no idea. But I will tell you that men who are, here's research and just talking to women, being a woman myself and, you know, knowing what women have to say and feel and expressing over years of therapeutic encounters and personal as well. Really good lovers are confident, not narcissistic, not nervous, not uncomfortable. They're faithful. They take the time to please the woman. They take the time to ask what we want and are willing to try it. Men who are passionate, not too passionate, not too rough, unless you like that kind of thing. Got to tell him you like that kind of thing. And if he's turned off to it, then back off. But, you know, guys who are passionate, kiss, caress, passionate. A little daring sometimes, but also somebody who really cares. You know, passion means caring and loving and romantic kind of make love kind of stuff. But, it, you know, also the faithfulness and showing really, I mean, it can be a quickie, you know, if it's a friends with benefit or whatever thing and it's an agreement or arrangement or what, you got to have that element of passion. And the element with women, that they really dig you and care for you. All right? It's just sort of a thing with women. I mean, that's the way it is, as far as I know. So that, you know, that's just a suggestion. Let's keep moving on. This is Dr. Michelle with you, by the way. And if you would like to email me and ask me a question about relationships or whatever, you can link from my webpage here at the radio station, LA Talk Radio. You can just go on from the Dr. Michelle webpage on Channel 1 and click on DrMichelle@AOL.com. And that'll, you know, you can write to me. That's cool. Check out my website, too, if you'd like to find out more about me, what I'm about. Let's see here. I need to get out of a relationship. I don't know how to tell this person. And I've been unhappy for quite a while. What do I do? How do I say it to this person? I'm confused, but I'm not happy. Thanks. And And this is from Carrie. Now, I don't know if Carrie's a girl or a guy. Carrie, C-A-R-R-Y. I'm thinking that's a guy, right? I-E is a girl, usually. No? Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, Carrie, thank you for writing me. I appreciate it. And it's really, you know, I don't know what's going on with you or why you're wanting to get out of this relationship or how long you've been in this relationship, but it sounds like you've been in it for quite a while. So you have a lot of years of sharing personal moments when you're in a long-term relationship. You have a lot of memories. You have a lot of experiences. Many times you have lots of shared friends. If you're living together, you got a lot of possessions. So your lives have been intertwined over time, you know. Even if you haven't been living together, if you've had a long-term relationship, your lives are intertwined. You have stuff over at her place. She has stuff over at your place. So when you realize the relationship isn't really working for you and you want to end it, you need to be very sensitive, of course. Because I don't know, it sounds to me like the person you're with, he or she, because you're a Carrie, and I don't know if you're a lady or a man, you need to consider a number of things. Because that person may not be into ending the relationship. They might not even want to end the relationship. They may still be in love with you. But they're kind of preoccupied and not giving you what you need. So before you end this relationship, you need to consider a whole bunch of things on your own. And I think you can, you know, clarify your thoughts. Write these things down and then just clarify them. Take time to look at them. Think about them. Okay? So before you stop, before you blow this up and do something stupid, you got to ask yourself, do you really want out of this relationship? This is not the kind of thing you end with a whim. Are you just bored? You know, are you looking at other guys or other women? Again, I don't know if you're a woman or a man, Carrie, but, you know, you got to, do you really want out? Are you just having a leg? Is work getting heavy for you? Are you bored? Are you in a routine that's kind of bringing you down with this person? Would you like to get out and do more things? Really think about it. If you could get out and do more things with this person and, you know, have more fun, would you still want to stay in this relationship? Now, write this one down, because this is a biggie. Really, because we don't consider the future sometimes when we're in the moment of passion and I got to get out of this relationship. How are you really going to feel when this person is no longer in your life? You've got to think about that. And second of all, how do you feel about them eventually finding another relationship? You see? Because whether you realize it or not, at this point, there will be a gap left that the other person used to fill. Okay? Whether it's loneliness, they're just there for you. Whether it's habit, whether it's, ooh, gee, it's somebody I can wake up to and have coffee with, or it's somebody I can hang out and go to movies with, you know? So there's a gap. There's going to be a loneliness. You got to think about this. And how would you feel about them going out with other people? If you dump this person and they go, oh my gosh, and there's problems and they, why? I love you. I want to be blah, blah, blah. They may just go, fine, and start seeing other people. You got to think about how you're going to feel about that. Do you really want to give this person up to other people? And if you do, you better be prepared. You know? Also, you know, you got to think about, how have you already tried to make this relationship work better for you? Have you? You know, have you really tried to make it work? Have you communicated about it? You know, because if you haven't, the other person may have absolutely no idea about your unhappiness and hasn't had the chance to work on improving it. You got to communicate what's going on. You know, have you tried to make this relationship work? In other words, have you suggested that, you know, they do certain things to improve the relationship? Communicate. Have you suggested maybe going to a counselor who can work with both of you? I don't know. The other person may be clueless and you're just like, oh, this is a drag. Now, here's another biggie. Have you considered that when you end the relationship and might change your mind, as many of us do, you may not be able to get this partner back if you change your mind later. So, in other words, if you decide to end this relationship, you can no longer do this. And we've already answered the question, what are you going to do if they start dating? And you're cool with that. But then time goes on and you start getting lonely and start missing this person and things like that. Okay? What if you're not able to get your partner back if you change your mind later? This person may be so devastated and hurt that they're going to say, later, buddy. You know? It causes them pain and heartbreak and loss of trust. It cannot only always be gained back. So, Carrie, if you want to break up with this person, you may not be able to get it back ever. Okay? So if you've already thought through all these things, and I think you get to sit down and write these things out, think about it, ponder. But if you've already thought about these things and you want to end your long-term relationship, the best way to do it is to be respectful. Be respectful, no matter what your feelings are for them at the time. If you're PO'd at them for doing things that they do, you know, you, see, the problem with some people is when they're trying to get out of a relationship is they embellish, they make up stuff to make it even worse of what they've done to them. Unless this person's been outwardly, openly being nasty to you and cheating on you and all that. I mean, then there's possibly evidence that it's hurting you and you want to go away. But if you've already thought through all these things, you've got to be respectful and say, I am not happy. Okay? You got to plan a time to tell them where you'll be able to talk to them face to face for a while. Because if you've been together so long, Carrie, your other partner deserves a proper explanation and a chance to ask you questions. You know? Right? You've got to really answer questions and clear this up. No ego. Do not blame them. It's about you. Even if they're mean and nasty to you, have had cheated on you, you cannot tolerate it. It's you. And that's okay. That's probably really a better thing to do. Okay, you got to be prepared. Something else to plan out. If you guys have been living together or you have your own places, but you have a lot of stuff, be prepared to talk about the separation or collection of any of your stuff. You know, it could become a drama trying to organize and retrieve your things down the track. If you have this initial breakup discussion and, well, I'm going to my friend's house to stay tonight, or, you know, if you're living together, whatever, you really need to figure this out and talk about it, you know. And you really need to be clear about your feelings, right? It's really fair to them to explain the reasons for you deciding to end the relationship. Do not be overly affectionate, hugging. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I just don't. Yeah. You got to stay calm. Don't get angry. Chill out. Stand your ground. You know, the person may really start crying and freaking, but if you already made all these decisions and thought this out, you're going to feel emotional too, unless you're a cold fish and you've been building up this anger within you. Stand your ground. Do not involve your friends in your breakup. Do not ask your friends to come in and be mediators. It's none of their business. It's your business. It's what you're feeling. Okay? Do not play the, oh, I feel so bad and I'm going to keep contacting them and explaining to them and explaining to them. Because you have already decided to spend some time and be kind and talk about the breakup. And you can do this. You can do this throughout time, briefly, after you've spent a really long time with them and made up your mind. Keep your responses brief. No texting constantly like you used to do. You know, don't play with this person. Don't play with this person. Cut it off already. If that's what you want to do, and you've made all these other decisions that I told you about. All right? I hope that helped you. You're on LA Talk Radio, and this is Dr. Michelle. You're officially on the couch with me, as you always are this time, Friday, 11 o'clock in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, on the country's most listened to talk station, and the world, as a matter of fact. And if you'd like to ask me a relationship question, we're having Free for All Friday, as we do occasionally. Sometimes I interview authors, and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just answer your emails because a lot of them build up and I have a lot of relationship questions. And I am a relationship specialist. I've been doing this a very long time. So I do work with a lot of people having problems. Let's see. So we're going to move on. And if you would like to write me as these folks did, who I am responding to today, you can find me at Doc Michelle at AOL.com. That's DocMichelle@AOL.com. Go ahead, ask me a question. Of course, here on the webpage at LA Talk Radio, you have a couple of links there. You can also find me at on my webpage and DocMichelleTherapy.com. All righty. Let's see here. Oh, no. I don't think I want to go there. Let's talk about how can I get someone to love me and care for me without being rejected? Now, I don't know who this is. Who is this? It's a guy. When it comes to dating, there's a lot you can do to avoid rejection. How can I avoid being rejected and get someone to like me? Okay. This is from M. A lot of people are leaving just their initials, which is fine, M. Okay. I guess you're starting out dating. How can you really get someone to start liking you? Alrighty. If you're starting out dating people and you want to make a good impression, it's great to be there on time. Be respectful. Be positive. You'll always get really a positive response if you're positive. If you're coming with a lot of negative energy and baggage and you've had a tough day and you're like, oh, God, but I really would like to meet this person because it's a date and I just got to go. If you're getting started on a first couple of dates, just be on your good behavior. You know, just lighten up. We're having light conversation here. Yes, see? And by the way, two of the quickest ways to get rejected are if you apply too much pressure on someone. Don't pressure them for information. Keep it light. First several dates. Uh-huh. Don't tell them your life story, and don't tell them about your problems and that you hate your job and you hate your work and you hate your family. That's a turnoff, unless they are addicted to drama. And you don't want to be with them. Maybe you do. Because then that's all you guys can talk about, how horrible life is and how badly others treat you. So, you know, don't be doing the phone contact constantly. One of the most common things that I see with singles in my practice is that he or she, guy or girl, this is from a guy, by the way, guy or girl will start dating someone and they had a great date. Second date, pretty cool, fun. Third date, oh, this is fun. Now they're really texting like every day. They're texting a lot because it's new and fresh and fun and exciting and this is that. And they're still getting to know each other. But I really think that it's nice to get some downtime on that. Because what happens is a lot of times, and I have another email about this, which is kind of interesting. What happens is sometimes it's real exciting and thrilling at the beginning of a relationship. There's a lot of texting and emailing going on and stuff like that. But then things slow down a little bit because you got to get focused back into your work and into your other friend life sometimes. You know, it's not the thrill is gone. It's just that it's kind of an exciting thing to be able to text someone off and on all day when you're at work and you're excited about them emotionally and sexually. A lot of women and guys, more women, clients I have say, oh, he hasn't texted me for a day. It's like, okay. Shall I say, where are you? Or what's up? I've already said, what's up? What are you doing? I've already texted him 5 times. Don't do that. Don't do that. Give him some space. Give her some space. You know, just try to flow. Flow with the space. You know, and just get it natural. Just relax. All right? Don't appear too needy or clingy. All right? Be respectful in your attitude, like I said, in your actions towards the other person. All right? The language you use in your discussions, be on good behavior. Don't be talking bad about other people. Don't be cussing that much. I mean, that's a turnoff to a lot of people. Do not mope if you're having a bad day. Don't even go out with that person if you're feeling down. The thing, the date, the going out, that's supposed to be pleasurable. Like I said, don't talk about emotional baggage. You know, you barely know each other. You're still dating. Don't do that. It's a drag. Especially a lot of times women do that too much. Guys feel like heavy. They don't want to hear about it. And don't disagree with someone. This is really, I got to tell you something. One of the most common complaints I get when I'm with couples who are single and they're going out, individuals, is that the other person disagrees with them about things. You're talking whatever. I mean, it's small talk. We're talking about small talk. Well, you can disagree, and that's normal and nice, you know, to say, well, I have different views. I feel, but you know, too much disagreeing. And the way you phrase it, you're wrong, because. Don't be a turnoff. Don't be so forceful. You know, I didn't really care for this movie, blah, blah, blah. Did you see it? What'd you think? Oh, I loved it. Oh, why'd you love it? Well, why did you not like it? You know, that kind of thing. And really, finally, remember, you might be the most perfect, beautiful, fabulous creature in the whole world. And you cannot totally avoid rejection from time to time. It happens to everyone. So if you want to start out and if you like people and you want to make great impression and you want the perfect day, you know what? It happens to everyone. Superstars, beautiful people. If you find yourself rejected for no obvious reason, don't. What did I do? It's always nice to look at yourself. But, you know, it can hurt your feelings. Yeah, just get back out there trying to meet somebody who's compatible with you. You know, that's why they call it the dating game. Right? And don't pretend to be someone else. Don't try to make yourself someone, you know, for that other person that you're not. Way too many guys and ladies do that. Just be yourself. With class. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Be yourself, but have some class. Be on their best behavior. Okay. Let's move on. I hope that really helped you. How to just get started dating and get people to like you and get into a relationship. All righty. Dear Dr. Michelle, how do I know that my partner... I'm having a hard time reading this morning. That my partner really loves me. Sometimes she shows me affection and sometimes she doesn't. Sometimes she's moody and sometimes she's wonderful. How can I tell? Well, I think probably it's a good idea to talk about it and ask and say, how do you feel about me? Right? But of course, the most obvious way is, what would you do to show that you love someone? You know? How would you make it obvious for your partner to notice that you really feel in love towards her? So, Josh, look, you try to show off your affection toward that person, right? So, if she's showing her affection towards you, you know, compassion, you know, warmth, hugging, holding hands, loving, kissing, making love wherever you're at in your relationship, that ought to show you that she really, really does care for you a great deal. Is she showing interest in what you say? Is she, like, not online, you know, looking the other way when you're talking? Or staring at the TV when you're talking to her? Or doing something? Or looking at other guys when you're out in public? Right? So is she showing interest in what you're saying? Is she showing admiration in something that you do? Okay? If there's things going on, whatever. If you're talking about... stuff at the office. See, most guys don't do this. But, you know, they're not talking about their feelings and how people have dissed them and how they feel. And more women talk about the thing. But this is for women and men. But since you wrote me, and this is from Josh, I'm certainly going to help you out here. So is she sympathizing with you about things that go on? Is she, oh, wow, I'm so sorry. Well, I'm so tired. I had a crappy day. I'm sorry. That sucks. Why was it crappy? You know, does she show enthusiasm when she's with you? Do you feel the affection? Okay. So whatever you would show someone that you really love, that you love or care for her, what would you do? Is she doing those things? Just ask yourself. Displays. Is she going out of her way to do things that are nice for you? Okay. Is she there for you? Do you feel that she's there for you as a person? Or is she self-centered and just in the relationship for sex? And if that's all you want, so be it. Good, have a good time. But it sounds to me like you want to have a loving, wonderful, warm relationship. And I think that's great. That's the way to do it. All right. Hope I helped you, Josh. Here we go. We got a lot of guys writing in this week. What's up with that? I'll tell you what's up with that. Women talk with their friends and they're more verbal. Women talk with their coworkers sometimes, or their friends, or their guy friends, and they're very verbal. Men do not do that as much. Men bond through certain activities. Men don't complain, usually, unless there's stress at work. So, you know, this is why men write more often, because it's more comfortable to write. And they don't talk with their friends, and they're not getting feedback, usually most of the time. The guys will give them snippets of information about what they've done or how they've handled a problem, but for the most part, they're not sitting there talking about girls and relationships. That's why men write me. So that's good. I love it, and I invite it. And ladies, you too. You can find me at DrMichelleTherapy.com. Link on to, you know, my email address where you can write me at the station, of course, is DocMichelle@AOL.com. D-O-C, Michelle@AOL.com. Here's a good one. Oh, boy. Dear Michelle, here we go. I've recently met this woman online. I'm very physically attracted to her, and we write a lot. We've communicated about our interests, especially sexual interests. For now, it's an online relationship, but eventually I would like to meet her. She sounds very exciting. Are writing dirty comments a turnoff for women? I'm not laughing at you. I mean, it sounds like you guys have a sexual online thing going on. I don't know if you guys have called each other or not. I guess there's been no phone sex or I don't know, whatever. Sounds to me like you guys are just writing back and forth and she's very sexy and you're talking about all this stuff and you're excited and you think she's hot, she thinks you're hot. But usually it is a turnoff if you're saying dirty comments. I don't know what kind of dirty comments you're saying online. You didn't get specific here. But, yeah, usually it's kind of a turnoff for women unless you're in a sexual relationship. You know, I mean, and you guys, oh, talk to me dirty in the heat of passion, that kind of thing. If you're having an online chat, you know, rather than Skype sex, as I call it, you might come across as being kind of sleazy or scary. So it's better to write sweet words to a woman. You know, you usually get further with them. If you are really interested in this person, and it sounds like you are. So, you know, it's usually better to write sweet words, kinder things. It could be scary and freak her out. Or she could be testing you. You got to know more about this person. If you're really interested in them and they're in your city or within a geographically desirable limits, what you should do is plan a place to meet so you can see this person. If they really exist, you know, it could be some, you know, 78-year-old woman going out with her, you know, granddaughter's picture online. I don't know. I doubt it, but I'm just saying. I know. My sense of humor is not good. But I have heard scary stories. I'm telling you, I've heard some horror stories of online dating. They didn't fit the profile when I really met them. You think? They were 50 pounds heavier, and their picture was 20 years younger, and they had hair. Mm-hmm. Or with women, guys saying, yeah, they were 50 pounds heavier and 20 years older. So be true to your profile, because if you really do meet this person, they're going to go, huh? Be true to your profile. That's my word for the day. That's my sentence for the day. All right, let's keep moving on. Oh, I love this one. Dear Dr. Michelle, does my spouse have the right to look through my pockets when I'm sleeping? No. I mean, you know, if you're married, I guess she's suspecting. What? I guess you woke up in a light sleep and caught her going through your pockets. You know? Did you ask her? I mean, was she looking for some cash because she needed to go get a, you know, cup of coffee? What's the deal? Was she looking for your, you know, money clip? Or was she looking for your cell phone so she could go on and see who you've been texting or calling? I don't know. Sounds to me like she's, she got to be honest with you about what she's going through your pockets for. Just ask her. And if she displays other strange behaviors of sneakiness, which you can keep an eye on, just ask her, you know, what are you afraid of? You know, I assume that you are not having an affair and that you're an honest kind of guy. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you. You know, Lonnie, I would say that you just need to ask your spouse, your wife. I don't go through my husband's pockets because he's really good. What he does is he takes all of his stuff out when he comes home usually, and he puts it in a little place on the dresser where he keeps all of his little goodies, his cash. I know where his cash is. I know where he keeps his cash and his wallet, and he carries a man purse too. So he just puts his man purse there up on the dresser. So there's no hiding. There's no issue. Just ask her if she thinks that, you know, you're not telling her the truth about things and why she's going through your pockets. Hopefully she'll give you a straight answer. Like, I needed some cash. I was looking for your money clip or whatever. You know, maybe she was looking for the car keys to get something out of your car or the car you guys share. You know, maybe she was looking for some tickets or something like that. You just got to ask her, you know. Maybe she's controlling and paranoid and needs to just check things out. She may be looking for evidence. She could have trust issues. So what you have to do is you just have to plain old ask her, you know, what's going on. I think that's probably the best thing in most relationships is honesty. Ask someone what's going on. Why are you feeling that you have to go through my pockets? Do you think I'm sneaking something from you? And if you do, let's talk about it. What do you need? I'll put everything out on the table in my pockets so we have no issues. Just what do you want to tell me that you're freaking out about? Always good to be honest. All righty. Let's keep moving on. Oh, I got some other ones here. I got some real good ones. Quickies that we can go through. Let's see here. Oh, this is too difficult. Dear Dr. Michelle, men don't understand women. What does a woman really want? Woo! You know what? I'll tell you what. What I really want as a woman, what other women want, it could be as different as we are all different. So I can't tell you what all women want. You know, what does a woman really want? I assume you're asking in a relationship. Well, if most women want to get into a serious relationship, they want someone who is trustworthy. They want someone who is compassionate. Those are the goodies. They want someone who has some kind of emotion. They want someone who listens to them. They want someone who can carry on a conversation, not get all girly and emotional and giggly and weird. They want someone who's pretty, you know, stable in their moods. You know, not depressed all the time and negative about the world for the most time. Or, you know, a rageaholic. They want somebody who is pretty stable. They want someone they can trust and be with and feel good with. And, you know, with a lot of women, sex is great. It's really important. But a lot of these other qualities, if they're pretty much attracted to you and you are compassionate and loving and care about what she does, I know this is a huge order for you to fill. But I'm just telling you what most of the women who I know and have talked to over my years in personal life and also in therapy want in a man. All those good things. Trust, compassion, love. All the things that you want, right? In a relationship, we're not just talking about having sex here. We're talking about a committed relationship. What do women really want? Most women who are pretty together will tell you that. That's what they want. All right? Wow, the time has gone so fast. This has been Free for All Friday. This is Dr. Michelle, and you've been officially on the couch with me. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you for writing in. If you still want to ask questions about relationships, bring them on. I'm still answering your questions. You can link on to my email address at the station here, right on my webpage on Channel 1, which is docmichelle@aol.com. That's D-O-C Michelle. I have two L's in my name. @AOL.com. Check out my website, drmichelletherapy.com. You'll find out more about what I'm about, and, you know, we'll have a good time together. Do take care of yourself always first, and then you can be great for other people too. Have a great day. I'll talk to you next Friday. Bye-bye.